Radio Taïga et Folk on the Rock présentent
le
Actualité musicale au territoire du Nord-Ouest. Bienvenue sur La Longe. Aujourd'hui, nous avons le plaisir de plonger dans l'univers captivant de Brandon Sonnet, un créateur solitaire qui redéfinit la musique électronique au territoire du Nord-Ouest. Brandon Sonnet allie tradition et innovation pour créer des compositions électroniques uniques, inspirées par l'atmosphère de la toundra où il a grandi. Dans cette entrevue exclusive, Brandon Sonnet nous livre un aperçu de son processus créatif, de ses influences et de sa vision pour la musique électronique dans les territoires du Nord-Ouest. Écoutons tout d'abord son témoignage sur l'impact de son environnement sur sa musique.
Growing up in the desert and also the tundra as well, a lot of my family is from Tuck, a little bit further north on the ocean. And so growing up all around there, kind of made the music that I just naturally create sound like melancholy and kind of dark. I play a lot of music in minor scales. And it kind of has like a sad overtone to it. I feel like a lot of that comes from just growing up in a secluded area, you know, small town, not a lot going on. So yeah, I feel like it really influenced me that way.
Brandon Sonnet nous dévoile également les coulisses de sa création musicale solitaire, comment les choix musicaux sont faits et comment l'environnement impacte son processus créatif.
So there's like the easy literal way, which is the, you know, subject matter, is to just make songs about the cold or about a blizzard or something to do with that. But I think the more like nuanced way to do it is with, like you said, atmosphere, kind of create like a feeling of cold, which I think comes with minor scales. I think that's probably why I play them so often. I'm just used to being cold. And I just play music that kind of goes along that. So I'm not even sure that I could tell you consciously what I do to achieve that, but it just happens, I think. I'm what you would refer to as a bedroom musician. So you kind of nailed it on the head. It's like, it's me with my laptop and a little bit of equipment. Just kind of doing it solitary. That's probably what adds to the landscape or to the soundscape that I'm creating as well. So yeah, it is just me a lot of the time. I have a couple of collaborators that I work with, I'd say frequently. But for the most part, it's just me and in my room. Yeah. Like you said, I just kind of zone out by myself and see what I come up with.
Brandon Sonnet nous partage également son point de vue sur le potentiel de la musique électronique dans les territoires du Nord-Ouest et son désir de repousser les frontières artistiques.
I feel like I'm one of the, if not, I'm not going to call myself a pioneer or anything, but I feel like there's not a lot of people on the forefront of what I'm doing. Being an Inuvialuk musician, making music that isn't folk music or fiddle music or anything like that. So I feel like there's like a huge untapped like pool of artistry that exists like within our people that maybe doesn't get to be like expressed in our traditional ways, which is, I mean, those are the best. I mean, express yourselves, like make drums, you know, carve, drum dance, all of that stuff. Let's keep all of that going. But it's great to branch out too. So that's kind of what I feel like I'm doing. I'm filling that role of kind of like exploring and doing different things. And that's kind of why like all of my albums kind of sound different from each other. They're not quite in the same genre. I'm not really interested in doing like the same thing over and over. So I think it's just like me specifically doing electronic music is just another branch that we're heading out on. There's so much to be made. There's so much music to be explored and all of that. You just got to do it. Just jump in. It doesn't matter if what you're doing right now is good or technically sound or anything like that. We can edit and we can revise later. Just like get it out now. So from whatever point you're starting at to the point where you can get to where you're releasing music, do whatever you can to make that time as short as possible. You need to get from where you are to releasing music ASAP. And then after that, you can find your sound and your style and all that as you go along. But the main thing is just do it. Get out there and do it.
Ne manquez pas la performance de Brandon Sonnet au festival Folk on the Rocks 2024. Cette édition se déroule du 19 au 21 juillet. C'était une entrevue riche en inspiration avec Brandon Sonnet, encore une fois, un artiste qui défie les conventions et ouvre de nouveaux horizons musicaux dans les territoires du Nord-Ouest. Restez à l'affût pour plus de nouvelles découvertes musicales sur La Longe. Pour terminer, voici un extrait de son album de Beringia Theory intitulé Humungnapit. Chronique musique de l'été, une production Média Ténois.